I have a confession to make. Considering what I do for a living, I'm ashamed to admit it, but it took me an embarrassingly long amount of time to finally ride a Cap Metro bus. And I don't even know why. I'm always reporting about the negative impact of carbon emissions and the dangers of global warming. And I know that cars and the transportation sector greatly contributes to that. But I never felt like Austin's public transportation system was worth the try. And quite frankly, I had gotten a routine. I drove my car most places, and it wasn't great, but it worked okay, and I felt comfortable. There was little incentive for me to change. Until one day, when I finally sucked it up and said, "Enough is enough. Let's do this."
Now approaching Riverside at Barton Springs, Auditorium Shores Station. Transfer 415.
In keeping with the spirit of openness and honesty, I did get on the wrong bus at first, but by the end of the day, I was already strutting around the 801 like a pro. All it took was the decision to give public transportation a try. But if Austin wants to achieve its ambitious climate goals and reduce the city's crippling traffic, we need to make sure lots of people are making that decision. And that's the topic of today's show. How do you get a city full of people to give public transportation a chance? How do you make nearly 1 million individuals change their behavior? To answer that question, I hopped on a bus and went downtown to the offices of NetSpend, a financial services company, on 701 Brazos Street.
Now approaching Mavaca at 8, Austin History Center.
If there's one thing you should know about 701 Brazos Street, it's that parking is a nightmare. It's a big, tall, high-rise building with lots of office space, but parking is really limited. So NetSpend already has to pay for its employees to park in several nearby parking garages. And now, even those spots are getting squeezed. So last spring, the situation got pretty dire for NetSpend.
You know, we have no more parking spots. I think we have 5 left, and we've got all these people to hire.
So, they needed a solution. The task of finding that solution was given to Linda Lerma, manager of administrative services and all-around go-getter at NetSpend. This woman knows everyone in the office, and she gets things done. But she's not a professional transportation consultant, and she had no experience solving a problem like this one. So what do you do when you have no parking and lots of employees who are demanding it? You change their behaviors so that they no longer want a parking space.
We didn't know how we were going to approach the employees. We were just saying, we've got to get them to experience it somehow.
That opportunity came during Mobility Week, a new event organized by the City of Austin and several local partners that premiered last October. The whole idea of Mobility Week, which will be coming back again this year, is simply to get Austinites to try out public transportation. It's basically a week of mobile experimentation. And last year, NetSpend jumped on board in a big way. I asked some NetSpend employees, why did you participate in Mobility Week?
No flair.
Oh, yeah. But what we did during Mobility Week is we gamified it, and because our team, our employees are very competitive.
For those of you not into 90s movies, the flair is a reference to the ultimate workplace comedy, Office Space. Employees at the fictional burger restaurant, Tchotchke's, are forced to wear lots of kooky and colorful pins on their uniforms, whether they want to or not.
Come here a minute, please.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was late. I was having lunch, and
We need to talk about your flair.
Really? I have 15 pieces on.
Okay, 15 is the minimum. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you know, it's up to you whether or not you want to just do the bare minimum, or, like Brian, for example, has 37 pieces of flair on today, okay? A terrific smile.
Okay, so you want me to wear more?
Look, Joanna.
Yeah.
People can get a cheeseburger anywhere, okay? They come to Tchotchke's for the atmosphere and the attitude. Okay, that's what the flair's about. It's about fun.
NetSpend made their flares about fun as well, ordering every employee special lanyards to wear around their necks as they collected flares for every new type of public or alternative transportation that they tried. NetSpend even provided free passes for any employee wanting to try out alternative modes of transportation, and assigned public transportation pros to help the others learn the ropes. And it worked. Everybody really wanted those flares.
So everybody was just loading up on them, because in one day, you could carpool to a bus stop, take the bus to downtown, walk here, and then take the B-cycle at lunch so you can get four flare in one day. So they were really getting creative, and so the teams were wanting to be loaded up and walk down the hall with all this bling all over them, you know?
It worked so well that the company had an amazing 98% participation rate during Mobility Week. All they had to do was create an environment that made it okay for people to try new things.
Most of behavior change is based in fearing something. Second thing is we don't like to be uncomfortable.
That's Elizabeth Frisch, a business consultant specializing in mobility who helped to create the Mobility Week project. It's her job to teach companies like NetSpend how to make their employees comfortable and to create a culture of public transportation at the office.
And so, again, we say, okay, so if you can deal with fear, that's going to be the biggest thing that's going to come up for people. The second thing that's going to come up for people that have to do with behavior change is being uncomfortable. We hate it as a human beings. If we didn't hate it, we'd all be fit, thin, exercising every day, right? But we really have to force ourselves to be uncomfortable. And so creating the social structures and community that we are all uncomfortable and it's actually fun, and making something that's uncomfortable normal so that it stops even being perceived as uncomfortable is a great thing to do around the programs.
That's what NetSpend has done. They extended their excitement over public transportation beyond Mobility Week, offering up free bus passes for any employee who agrees to give up their parking space. NetSpend will even give that employee free access to the company's Car2Go account in case they need to use a car in an emergency or have a meeting or a doctor's appointment to go to during the day. During Mobility Week, they also help to facilitate carpooling groups at the office, groups that continue to carpool today. Amber Williams, who lives in Pflugerville, is a member of one of NetSpend's all-star carpooling teams.
Before Mobility Week, I was actually trying to figure out what I was going to do because I was so fed up with traffic. Like, I love NetSpend, but like that was my biggest complaint. Like I was started looking at job postings for something closer.
Something that's closer to home, yeah.
But now I'm like, I don't really have any complaints. Like yeah. I love carpooling.
Yeah.
And that's where the business case for all of this comes into play. Embracing public transportation isn't just a feel-good thing for NetSpend. As a company, they had gotten to the point where the old way of doing things, using single occupancy cars to get to work, just wasn't working for them anymore, on many levels. Number one, they were running out of parking spaces, which was constricting their ability to hire new employees and to grow. And number two, Austin's general traffic was affecting their employees' happiness, well-being, and productivity, threatening their employee retention rates. Elizabeth, the transportation consultant, sees these issues at businesses throughout Austin.
And a lot of these companies, if you look at their demographics, their employees actually, there's a trip point. If your employee commutes more than 15 miles to work, that employee is what we call an at-risk employee, because that commute is going to get astronomically worse and it's already bad right now.
And we haven't talked about it yet, but telework programs can also help with these problems. Implementing a telework program just 1 or 2 days a week, especially when combined with a comprehensive employee mobility plan, can make a big difference in the bottom line, says Elizabeth.
The cheapest program to save money on real estate is mobility. It's not, you know, moving to different locations or reducing your rent or things like that. Mobility is actually dollar for dollar. You're going to get a quicker return on investment on those programs.
NetSpend has also found this to be true. They spend an average of $100 a month on employee parking spaces. But Cap Metro monthly passes only cost them $65, leaving them with $35 extra a month. They've decided to give that money back to their bus riding employees by allowing them to use that money on Car2Go, B-Cycle, or Uber rides in case they need them. And although this entire exercise only started out as a way to save parking spaces, NetSpend has now completely embraced the concept as a way to do its part in helping the entire city out of its traffic problems. Problems that hurt everyone. They're doing that by taking the city's Mobility 2020 pledge, which encourages Austin's largest employers to reduce drive-alone behavior by 20% by 2020.
When we started playing with the numbers and I started looking, I said, if we prioritize, obviously we want everyone to do this. There's no reason every employer can't do some kind of mobility program. But what jazzed me was the potential to have a very big impact very quickly, because when I was calculating on the back of the envelope going,
wow, this could really work. So far, 11 large employers have already signed the pledge, including NetSpend, and Elizabeth is working on ways to bring even more companies on board. When companies sign up to take the pledge, the City of Austin gives them free consulting, a personalized 12-month action guide, and 5-year long-term goals, as well as access to a one-of-a-kind toolkit put together with help from Elizabeth and her team. And as Elizabeth will tell you, this is a deal.
When I go talk to companies about participating in this, I tell them, I say, I will freely tell you what clients pay me to do this individually and one-off. This is the best deal going. You will find this nowhere else in the United States.
And it's important the community embraces these ideas, both for our carbon footprint and for our traffic woes. According to the latest traffic studies commissioned by the Austin Chamber of Commerce, we cannot build our way out of congestion. And if we do nothing, by 2035, commute times will be double what they are today. That's why we have to try something different.
And that's one thing that is Austin's saving grace, is we are creative and we are willing to try new things. And quite honestly, the people moving to Austin are creative and willing to try new things. So
we still have a chance, but only if we change our behavior. For Shades of Green Radio and the Austin Eco Network, this is Amy Stansberry. And stay tuned, because over the next several weeks, I'll be sharing the personal stories of individuals who have changed their behaviors, made the leap, and embraced public transportation. Look for it on AustinEcoNetwork.com. And I have another important announcement to make. Our podcast officially has a name and a theme song. From now on, I'm dubbing this podcast, This Is Home. We'll continue reporting on all the great stories you love, with a focus on positivity, fun, and human stories. After all, this is our home, and it's up to us to learn about it, protect it, and preserve it. And an extra special thanks goes out to my amazingly talented friend, Deirdre McFarlane, for letting us use her music as our theme song. Till next time!